glad to be here. Mr. James Darren Hunt is with us. And James Darren, good morning to you.
Morning, Alan. Long time, bud. How are you?
I know. Been talking for a long time. Great National Agriculture Week, and a great way to recognize and think about what farmers and agriculture mean to you, but what you mean to farmers and agriculture here, too.
Sure. You know, well, the good thing about that is it's a partnership for us, always has been with our customers and us. We're farmers, too, you know, so we get it. And, you know, the management of this company, you know, fortunately for us, has been through a lot. So trying to get things lined up to go through any period that we're going to go through in agriculture, we at least have an idea of what the farmers are going to go through before we get there. And, you know, helps us be able to take care of our customers better, helps us put our best foot forward with customer service, which is what we hang our hat on, because without our customers, we can't do this.
That's exactly right. Of course, founded on customer service, that's really where you guys started off, and you make sure that happens every day.
You know, it really is. You know, customer service, you know, is at the epitome of priorities here for H&R AgriPower, just because we do understand what the customer requires, and when they're in the field, we know we need to be here for them and accessible for them to call us. They know that they can call us anytime, day or night. We've got 24/7 parts and service to them when they're out there in the fields working, and a lot of times we're out there side by side with them, just trying to be sure we get the crop in or out or whatever we've got to get done, because we know the time frame there. The time window is pretty limited, you know, but with the equipment stuff we got through today, we're able to do that in a shorter amount of time and keep our customers' downtime minimalized, because the only thing we don't have enough of is time or money. So we got to try to make the most of both.
You carried on a great tradition here with you and your family. They've been a part of this agriculture business for many years. I know it has to be feel good to you.
Yeah, you know, somebody asked me the other day how long I'd been here, and it's kind of a hard question for me to answer because, give or take, I've been here my whole life, you know, but being in the ag equipment industry for almost 15 years myself, being able to follow, you know, people like my dad, my grandfather, our late Greg Birch fell out. He was around here for 30 years, so he got here when I was 5 years old. You know, Terry Martin, I work with Terry every day. He and I are partners, and you know, we share a lot of the same territory and some of the same customers and stuff like that. So for us to be able to fall back on and have that knowledge of how things are supposed to be done here, for us to be able to pass that on to the younger generation coming up through the company, but to also be able to maintain that level of customer service is something that's pretty important for us. It's really paramount for our success going forward, because you know, I know some of our competition is trying to distance themselves a little bit, you know, from that. And I think when a manufacturer tries to do that, I think they're making the wrong choice, just to plainly say it. But it, one thing we will always have here is customer service. That's one thing that, even though we may not be able to get everything right from day one, we're going to stay out there until we get it right. And, you know, for us to be able to take care of our customers in a timely manner and to always be there for them and answer the phone, they know they can pick up the phone. And whether we're in a church service or a funeral, we're going to pick up that phone.
That's right. It means a lot, for sure. I know your brother dedicated his award to Greg Birch earlier this week, and I know it's a big loss for you guys, but I know you'll move on. But he had a lot to do with this company over the years.
He really did. You know, he really did. He was with my grandfather for a long time. I think he was with my grandfather for 30 years, on and off. And not on and off, I guess just in different companies. He was with him in AgriChem, and then he came here to AgriPower with him. So, definitely proud of my brother for getting that award the other day. You know, that was a pleasant surprise for him, and he was but to be honest, he deserves it. He works his butt off, and he's pretty innovative in all the stuff that he does. And he tries some stuff that, you know, isn't mainstream, that we try to be out there and set the curve a little bit. We have the luxury of being able to – it's a luxury, it's a blessing and a curse, because some bad things can come with the good things of working pretty close with Case IH to be able to further our technology that we feel our customers are going to be. But now, Greg – Greg will not be forgotten here. His mantra and the way that he carried himself and the trajectory of where he was trying to take this company, we're still going to get there. You know, my dad's going to fall back and grab up that role in addition to all his responsibilities right now. But, you know, I'm just immensely blessed. My dad and my grandfather packing the company in the direction that we feel like we need to go, really and truly, just – and the fact that it's God-based and God-centered and family-first here, and we have the ability to carry that forward in everything that we do, and that's really at the center of what we do, and I feel like that puts a pretty good flag in the ground for us, and we can build off that and go from there.
vitally important. James Darren Hunt with us. James Darren, thank you so much. Great friend over the years. Keep up the good work, and appreciate what you're doing here with this whole crew, HR AgriPower.
Absolutely, Alan. We appreciate you guys. You know, I think we've got a couple customer events coming up soon,
yeah,
we look forward to seeing everybody. Definitely enjoy seeing you guys every time you get to come and see us, talk to you, let you know what we've got going on. I know a lot of our customers listen to you guys, and I know especially you in the morning time, we brought a lot of our customers through there. Just want to let you know how much we appreciate you guys and how vital part you are to the agriculture community here, and just thank y'all for everything you do for us.
It's a blessing to get to do what I love every day, you know?
Yep, if you love what you do, you never work a day in your life,
right?
James Darren Hunt with us here with HR AgriPower, Eagle Way Bypass and Hopkinsville, celebrating National Agriculture Week on 106.5 WKDC.